Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much. I didn't have words to say, but even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Amen, amen. Truly, that's my song. That is my testimony, and I don't know about you, but I tell you, when I hear that young man minister and sing that song, something down in the inside begin to stir. Jesus. Lord, I'm going to try to be nice today, but I'm feeling something already. When you hear Smokin' Norfolk sing, Dear God, it touches every fiber in your being. Hallelujah. Because you know what? You begin to think. alone what God has done for you. You begin to think about what he is to you. You begin to think about the trials and the tests and the tribulations. You begin to think about when you almost lost your mind. You begin to think about when you didn't know which way you were going to go. You begin to think about when you didn't have food on your God, don't get me started today because I'm trying to act nice today. Hallelujah. But I tell you, when I can listen to that song because it ministers to a place that I've been at in my life. Some of you all may have not been in that place, but I've been in some of those places. And when I had to cry out to the Lord to save my children, when I had to cry out to the Lord when I lost my only daughter, when I had to ask the Lord to keep my mind, maybe you've never been there, but I've been there. I am the Messiah. So that song is dear to me because I have my own testimony. I went through my own battles. Hallelujah. I went through my own trials. Oh, I bless the Lord on today. I give him praise. And once again, I thank you all for tuning in to New Destiny Ministries, A Time of Reflection. And I tell you, we're on this broadcast Monday through Sunday. Yeah, you know, Sunday through Monday, however your weekday starts. And we're on the line on Saturdays and even on Sunday. We're on at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Central time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Saturday, one of my dear friends, Minister Billy Burns, she hosts a segment called They Overcame. Now, I'm in California, so 5 in the morning is a little bit early for me. But hey, how many know when you're expecting God to do something for you? It don't matter. You'll get up at 1 or 2 in the morning if you're expecting something. Amen. So she hosts that segment called They Overcame on Saturday mornings, and it deals with people that have some powerful life-changing testimonies. So if you're willing to get up, if you're in the on the West Coast, that's 5 a.m. But if you're on the East Coast where she's at, that's 8 in the morning. Amen, amen. So we invite you to attend and join us on these segments. Amen. And also on Sunday morning, we have 30 minutes of corporate prayer. And if you can get on the line at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we'll be on there ministering and offering up some prayer to the Lord. Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for the divine connection. And I'm so excited about the young women and the young men that God is allowing to grace my path. And I don't take it for granted, because everything God does, he does it for a purpose. He have a divine purpose. Amen. And that's why this ministry is called New Destiny. Hey, because when I was struggling and when I was going through and when I had to accept what God was doing in my life, I said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Hey, God, I thank you. And he said, I have a new destiny for you. I'm still serving the Lord. Some folks say, oh, you're the backside when you leave from one organization and then God just tells you, stand still. Hey, he said sometimes God tells you to stand still. Hallelujah. You might be standing in that position for 5 years. But how many know one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years? So if you have to stand still for 5 years, just know that he's working it out for your good. And when I ventured on out, and I'm just giving a little testimony for our first-time listeners, I said, Lord, now where am I going to go? What am I going to do? You know, you done invested 25 years in an organization, and where am I going to go, Lord? You know, and if folks don't like you, you know they'll try to blackball you. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I need to go on back home. And the Lord said, no, you don't move. You don't go nowhere. You staying still, and I'm going to show you who I am. I'm going to show you what I'm working with, not what the folks are working with, but what God is working with. And so that's how I got this name, New Destiny. He said, I got a new destiny for you, Adrian. And he told me these words, preparation plus opportunity equals destiny. So see, God will start preparing you. Hey, some people might look at you and say, oh, it took you 20 years, but guess what? I was in training mode, baby. He was preparing me. And after he know that God, see, God will equip you with what you need. And after he know you're ready to go out, then the doors of opportunity start opening up. And when the doors of opportunity start opening up, then you start flowing it. You start walking into your destiny. You ain't got to down nobody. You don't have to backbite. You don't have to stab. You don't have to gossip. All you have to do is walk on into your destiny. Amen. So that's what God is doing for us in this season. He's connecting us with young women and men of God that love the Lord, staying into this traditional. And traditions is good, don't get me wrong. But hey, you know, your opinion and my opinion and your doctrine and my doctrine, what side of town I come from, all of this foolishness, God ain't interested in it. Hallelujah. He said, do you love me? He asked Peter, do you love me, Peter? And Peter said, yes, I love you. He said, well, feed my sheep. That's all God is interested in. Amen. But we have a young man today. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I don't know about you all, but when the Lord begin to open up doors, hallelujah, you just got to sit back and say, Lord, have no way. I see Elder Wenzel Stafford. I believe that's him this afternoon, and I'm so glad he's with us. If this is Elder Wenzel, and I want him to just open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to get right on into the word, because I tell you, we have a powerful young man that's going to bring the word of life to us on today, and I tell you, you better hold on. Hold on. If you're talking on your cell phone, text one of your friends and tell them to tune in and hear this word that God has in the mouth of this apostle, this young man. Amen. Is this Elder Wenzel?
No, ma'am. This is Elder Gates. I know Elder Stafford, though.
Amen. Well, I'm so glad to have you, Elder Gates. And I heard you. I haven't met you. I haven't had a formal welcome to meet you. But I'm so glad that you're on this line with us today. And see how God knows what he's doing? I want you to open up with a word of prayer for us on today, Elder Gates. God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you. Father, we bless your name and we give you honor and we give you praise, O God. For you are our Father which art in heaven, and we magnify you and we glorify you. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, God, for one more day. Thank you for the rising of this morning sun, because with that we understood brand new mercy. Thank you, O God, because you have been our joy, our peace, our song in the midnight. Thank you, God, that you have been our protector. Thank you, God, that you have been our provision. Thank you that you have been everything that we have ever needed, and even more than that. Thank you, God, that you know our yesterday, our today, and our tomorrow. Thank you, God, that you're able to order our steps. Thank you, God, that you're able to speak peace to our troubled minds. Thank you, God, that you're able, God, to bring order, God, where there is confusion. Thank you, God, that you're able, yes, Lord, to bring joy where there is confusion, to bring joy where there is sorrow, to wipe away all of our tears. God, we bless you. Because somebody today is going to hear the word of God, and somebody today is going to, God, be transformed by the renewing of their mind. Somebody today, God, some lost sinner, God, is going to come to knowledge of you. Thank you that some backslider, God, is going to, you're going to ring their doorbell, and they're going to answer the door, and God, let you in, God, and they're going to be reclaimed back into the kingdom. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that the word of God will fall like a hammer and break rocks into pieces. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I pray, oh God, for a rhema word today. I pray, oh God, yes, Lord, that the Spirit of God would rush over this line, God, and God, it would break out in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, all around this globe, Lord, we need you in the worst way. We need you in every place, in every aspect of our life. Have your divine way in the name of Jesus. And God, we will be careful to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, because it is due your name and because we love you today and because you first loved us. Thank you so much for what you already have done. Thank you for what you're about to do, and thank you for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, God bless the man of God, bless the woman of God as they stand in proxy. God, for every person, God, that shall hear, for every person, God, that is ready to receive from your word. I pray, oh God, that the word would fall like manna and rain. Yes, Lord, it would refresh, God, the starving and the hungry soul. In Jesus' name and for his sake, thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Gates, and thank you for tuning in on today with us. I believe this may be your first time, but don't let it be your last time. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And I tell you, before I get ready to introduce this young man, I tell you, God has been doing some things. We had the Singletons on, which is a gospel group, and they're part of my family. They were on with us on Wednesday, and, you know, they were going on to the Stellar Wars, and I don't envy them for what God is doing, but I just try to caution them. You know, we can't get caught up into the glitter and the everything and all the gold things and everything that the world has to offer. We have to, Jesus told us to come out from among them and be separate. But this young man, I tell you, when I talked with him, I just felt I felt that divine connection. And I just love the Lord. His ministry is in our DNA. That my family, I have a background of preachers and ministers and pastors and presiding bishops and all of this. But you know what? You can't even, it's good to be proud of your family, and all parents love when your children are doing well. But this young man, you know, when I just talked with him, and he was just so humble and so sweet. You don't find people being humble and sweet today. You know, folks are pretty rough today. But this young man, I tell you, I just was drawn to him, and he have a beautiful spirit, and he's doing a wonderful work. So I'm going to read his bio because this is his first time, and we like our listeners and our audience to hear something about our speaker. Amen? So this young man is Apostle Jamal Tramiel.
Jamal.
He is the founder of Open Heaven Outreach International, formerly known as Higher Ground Ministries International, located at 3741 20th Avenue, Valley, Alabama. On May 3rd, 1992, at the age of 21, he answered without any reluctance the call to preach. Under the guidance of his father, Apostle Lewis Tramiel, he began his ministry at Williams Grove Church of Delivery. He served as a minister until 1999 before taking the helm of responsibility of starting a ministry in Lanet, Alabama. With 14 dedicated members, Apostle Tramiel established his church, my. Nearly as soon as his ministry began, the number of members flourished as more believers renewed in faith came to his growing flock. Invigorated with each new soul added, he boldly walked on forward, spreading the word of God with power and might, proclaiming prophetic messages of healing, deliverance, and restoration to all that profess the name of Jesus Christ. I love that name. Following the charismatic leadership of Chief Apostle Lord Benson Sr., Apostle Tramiel joined in fellowship with World League of Churches International in 2006. Hereafter, Apostle Tramiel earned his promotion as Chief Apostle Benson Sr.'s first assistant and eventually embarked on a new mission to expand his ministry worldwide. With God's guiding hand, they both went on a successful crusade and intensified God's divinity in UAE. In Pretoria, South Africa, he witnessed miracles, divine signs and wonders, working beyond logical explanation on a desolate hallway for the word of God. On his visit to Haiti, he saw the indescribable suffering of the human spirit, pleading in mass for relief and spiritual enlightenment in the aftermath of a massive, devastating earthquake. during a visit to Nigeria. God blessed him with a spiritual daughter. The good apostle serves to keep spreading that the good news of God Almighty's saving power is the only recovery to all that was once lost, the only pathway for those who want to be found, the only refuge of the disenfranchised, the only answer to a cry for removing a burdensome yoke, and the only manual, I like that, to forgive.
Yes.
Apostle T, as fondly called by his close tie, shares his daily passion and growth in spirit with his family, his loving wife, Lynn, and their two daughters, Hope and Faith. His eldest daughter, Jasmine, in Columbus, Georgia. With God's divine providence, the love of his life vigorously supports Apostle T, and they connect with his devotion each day. Quote from Apostle Tremel. I long to experience in this lifetime to witness a million souls a day renewed in the name of my King and Savior, Jesus Christ. When not preaching or taking his dream into action, the former of 8 years loves cooking.
Yes.
He is an avid reader and a fishing enthusiast. Open Heaven Outreach International has recently branched in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Soon, early this year, as he reaches his 20th year milestone, my, what an accomplishment for a young man. Apostle Jamel Dexter Tremel will be honored to receive a doctorate in divinity. That's an accomplishment. With 14 dedicated members, Apostle Tremel established his church. Nearly as soon as his ministry began. Excuse me, I'm sorry, that was one of the paragraphs that was in the early presentation of this bio, so we're going to exclude this. But I'm telling you, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others this young man of God that's working in the ministry, that love the people of God, that's laboring in the vineyard. I tell you, he's laboring. Amen.
Yes.
So it gives me great pleasure to present to him this afternoon Apostle Jamel Tremel. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear you today.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We just thank God for being on your broadcast today and to share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. We are thankful to God that what he's doing for you and for people around the world is going to be awesome in 2013. God, my God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. And I'm excited about the things of God and what God is releasing through the benefits of prayer and fasting, through the benefits of it. And what God is even doing for us, even in this day, he is calling us to come back to prayer and fasting. He's calling us to recapture it and begin to cause him to move in places that man cannot move in. And I thank God for his move, and I thank God for what he's doing. My God. And he's getting us ready for what he's about to do. So I'm thanking God for the benefits of prayer and fasting. And everything that he's doing for the body of Christ, he's leading us in another direction. And what did I mean by another direction? A direction of spiritual elements, a direction of spiritual guidance, not the walk of a mere man, but by the anointing of the Holy Spirit and by the leading and guidance of his providence. And I give God the praise for that. Everything that God is even doing for the body of Christ, he's calling us back to prayer and fasting. I'm so thankful that prayer and fasting is nothing new to us. And if we read in the Bible and search the scriptures, prayer and fasting was mentioned over 5,000 times. And that lets me know that God had begun to use this element or use this tool that he will begin to answer man. And I thank God even now that even in fasting, God moves. Even in fasting, God began to open doors. Even in fasting, God will begin to shut doors. I give God the praise even for that. It's because I'm reminded in 2 Chronicles, amen, chapter number 20, 1 Chronicles chapter number 20, that God began to allow the enemy to come against Jehoshaphat. And the Bible says Jehoshaphat set himself to fast or call a fast over Israel. Fasting is a tool or a mechanism to begin to cause God to move in specific regions and territories. Everything that God is calling us to do, even with prayer and fasting is so powerful in its own right that when you begin to fast, and that word fast, one of the translations means to cover up the mouth or to stop the mouth, meaning stop eating natural food. And what am I saying through fasting? Fasting shuts down the natural and open up the realm of the spiritual. And when you begin to fast, it opens up the realm of the spirit to find the mind and the heart of God. Glory to God. And when you begin to find the mind and the heart of God, even in this day, even in this time, it's going to take prayer and fasting. And then when the children of Israel sought their face to God and pray and fast, all of a sudden a prophetic declaration came forth. Guess what? And through that prophetic declaration, here come Jehaziel speaking a word from the mind of God, saying, you need not to fight this battle. This battle belongs to God. This battle is not yours, but it belongs to God. What is that saying? I'm not giving this glory to the natural, but my God, I'm going to release it and defeat your enemies through the realm of the spirit. Glory to God. And what God is doing for the believer today, if we begin to fast and begin to pray, God will begin to turn situations around. He will begin to turn sickness around. He will begin to turn disease around. He will turn economical statuses around. He will turn ministries around. He will cause nations to repent. He will cause cities to transform. He will cause, hallelujah, even your worst enemy will be at peace with you. If you begin to pray and fast, God will begin to bring you in a time of refreshing. God, my God, even with the children of Israel on the Day of Atonement, they restrain from natural food. Why? It's because when you restrain from natural food, because the body, it craves natural food. God is trying to shut down the natural things so we can begin to crave the realm of the spirit and to seek his heart and his mind. I thank God even now, nobody don't have to speak to me about fasting and praying. Why? It's because I have done it so much. Now my spirit hungers for it as my necessary food. And when you begin to hunger and fast for the things of God, you will begin to receive the mind of God, my God. And when you begin to receive the mind of God, there's nothing on this earth can set you back. There's nothing on this earth can set you up. Everybody, even now, I thank God for this thing, Evangelist, because if we recapture fasting and praying, our cities will be totally transformed. If we can get every church and we can get every pastor, every apostle, all of the fivefold ministry fast, it won't be crime will be reduced, sickness will be reduced, drugs and chaos and confusion will be reduced. But we're living in a day that we're living in these kind. And now what did I mean by that? Hallelujah, the days of these kind. When you begin to go to Matthew chapter number 17, Jesus was coming from the mountain of transfiguration, and he began to come down the mountain, and he had his disciples with him. And even in my text, it was saying the powerless disciples. Doesn't that sound like the church today? We're living in a powerless generation. We're living in a generation now that is powerless, unable to perform, is impotent. But I believe God is calling a remnant people. I believe God is calling some people like Evangelist Bernard and other preachers and pastors all over the country have this same tenacity or this hunger to fast. It's because we have a demon called this kind. Because this young man, this demon would throw him in the fire and the water, two elements. he was beginning to throw him in the fire in the water. But the disciples could not deliver him. That sounds like the church. You got a lot of people coming in church, but you don't see deliverance. You got a lot of people coming in church, but you don't see different things happening. And God is bringing us back to the element of prayer and fasting so we can move out these kinds. Now, when Jesus began to speak to them, he was saying, because of your unbelief, and that's one of the things that the church is still dealing with today, it's the spirit of unbelief. Yes, we said we believe God, but when it really, when the rubber really meets the road, do you really believe God? The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not unto our own understanding. And that's where fasting comes in at. It shuts down the soulish man, the intellectual man. It shuts down the man that reason with himself. Now, if you're going to walk with God, you got to die to yourself. You got to die to your own ambitious drives. You got to die to some wheels. Why? Because when Jesus was in the garden, he said, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Now, guess what? If Jesus fasts, Lord have mercy, what about the believer today? Hallelujah. If Moses fasts, what about the believer today? If the minor prophets and the major prophets and kings and nations fast, what about us today? My God. And when we begin to fast, it will begin to change our whole region. He began to deal with 12 men. They couldn't cast out even one devil. They couldn't cast him out. It was something going on, and God began to show me there was a spirit called these kind. Now, I know the spirit in this particular text didn't give us the name of the spirit, but I believe it was the spirit of this kind. What am I saying? This is a spirit saying, I'm refusing to move.
Come on.
I'm refusing to come out of this boy. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to release it. And that's the day we're living in. We're living in a day that the spirit, in this theme, the spirit saying, I'm not going to release your daughter. I'm not going to release your son. I'm not going to release your finances. I'm not going to release your church. I'm not going to release everything that belongs to you. And Jesus said, this kind does not come out but by prayer and fasting. What am I saying? You cannot cast out this devil with natural means. It goes back to the book of Genesis, chapter number 4. When Cain began to offer up to God vegetables and fruit, hallelujah, and when he began to offer up vegetables and fruit, it was saying he was offering up natural things. And God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. My God, believers, you cannot come in offering up God natural things. And God got mad and knocked off, oh, my God, his offering off the altar because it wasn't what God required. Glory to God. And what God is requiring, that we would enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praises. And he said, be thankful unto him and what? Bless his name. Guess what, believers? You cannot go into the modern-day church even today. No more church as usual. No more just programs as usual. No more just tradition as usual. God is looking at this thing and saying it's too much flesh involved. Guess what? Now, God is bringing us to this Abel anointing where Abel offered up to God what God required. He offered up obedience. He killed a lamb. He offered up the lamb because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. My God. Guess what? Now, the revelation is you had two brothers supposed to offer up two different things, but you had one that was natural and one that was spiritual. The one that was natural, he missed God. But the one that was spiritual, my God, he got what God, he got what God was releasing. What can I say this? If you don't pray and fast, you can't get what God has. My God. But if you begin to say, Lord, I'm going to cover my mouth. I'm going to turn over my plate. I'm going to say, Lord, no more pork chop, no more collard greens, or no more whatever it is that I'm eating. Lord, I'm going to begin to grab hold to the horns of the altar, and Lord, I'm going to shut down this body, and I'm going to get connected to the realm of the spirit. Why? It's because, Lord, we are no more earthly, but we are spiritual. That's why even Paul said, we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. My God, if we begin to pray and fast, my God, it will cause us to go up in realms, my God, we know not of. I believe that's Paul. Paul, the Bible says he went up in the third heaven. He went up into a place where he couldn't utter the words of what he heard. What am I saying? When you begin to pray and fast, it began to take you into dimensions and realms. That's why Jesus said, even in his word, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And when I come again, I receive you unto myself. What is he saying? I have prepared things for you in different dimensions. Now, some of you all think he went to prepare a house for you to go to heaven, and you sit up in the house, and you just, you know, just sang songs and saying, Lord, I thank you that I made it. But that scripture is not really what that's saying. He was saying, I have created realms in the spirit that if you, oh, my God, not be afraid, if you put your trust in God, I have dimensions for you in this day. My God, everybody that is under the sound of my voice, even on the telecast, even now, or broadcast even now, when you set yourself to fast, even one day, he'll turn your whole situation around.
Hey!
My God, I remember one day I was depressed and I was sitting at my desk and I didn't know what to do. My phone was depleted. My mind was empty. My soul was empty. And Lord, I said, Lord, I'm about to resign. Then the Holy Spirit said, begin to fast for one day, son. Just one day, and I'll change your whole situation. One day I fasted. I fasted one day. I shut down. I covered my mouth. My God, I shut down the natural thing. And I got connected to the Spirit. I started listening to praise. I started listening to worship. And I got in the Word. And guess what? I got a phone call at 4 o'clock the next, that same day. I got a phone call at 4 o'clock. Guess what? I got something for you. And I'm okay, as a believer, and I was thinking, okay, maybe it's about $50 or $100. But when I met the lady, she gave me $5,000 cash money.
Look at that.
From the result of prayer and fasting. When you shut down the natural and get connected to the Spirit, all things are possible to them that believe. My God. And when you begin to believe God and trust God in this day, God will begin to open up doors that no man could shut. But believe, we are dealing with this kind. We're dealing with this kind. We're dealing with this kind. Does not go out but by prayer and fasting. We are dealing with chaotic, crazy, my God, wild, murderous spirits. We're dealing with homosexuality. We're dealing with a lot of things that is going on. But I believe if we set ourselves to fast, I believe God will change this whole situation. Do you believe me today? I believe there's some believers out there that, my God, if we can just call a fast, what if President Obama just get on and call a special report and ask the whole nation to repent and
the
fast?
Whole nation.
My God, God will turn the nation around in a day, a 24-hour turnaround. My God, how many out there need a 24-hour turnaround? Yes, Lord.
Yes.
We need a 24-hour turnaround. And fasting and praying will give us a 24-hour turnaround. My God. And the different means of God. My God. Hallelujah. Nineveh even fasted. God turned it around. Oh, my God. Oh, hallelujah. David even fasted. And God turned some things around. Joshua fasted. And God told him to get up from there. You got sin in the camp. My God. God will even let you know what the devil is. He even let you know what a sickness is. When the doctor can't find it, prayer and fasting will find it for you. My God. And it ain't nothing in this day can stop the believer that's a prayer and a fasting believer. My God, if you just cover your mouth, I'm not saying starve to death, but if you cover your mouth and just say, Lord, I'm going to set myself to fast. I'm just going to put myself in a fasting mode. So I can begin to get the mind and the heart of God. So I can get the mind and the heart of your will. So I know what you're doing in the upcoming days. So I won't be bamboozled or hoodwinked by the enemy's devices. So I won't be, Lord, lambasted and in a place where I don't know what to do. There's so many believers out here now. It's going to a natural thing to find spiritual results. But no, I believe now God is raising up some apostles and prophets, fivefold ministry gifts that got the answer in their mouth. and they will raise up some modern-day Moses that will have a rod in their hand and stretch forth their hand and part the Red Sea of your circumstances and your situation. That will part the Red Sea of everything that's coming against you. And I declare, if you pray and fast, the enemies you see today, you won't see no more. My God, if you pray and fast, the enemies you see today, believers, you will not see no more. God is about to set a fire on the West Coast like you never seen. I believe the move of God is going to come out of the West. Why? It's because there's a birth and a hunger that he's about to upheave in your area. Everything that the devil said that he was going to do on that western border, on that western coast, there is getting ready to be a move of God like you all never seen. Because prayer and fasting is about to begin to set a hunger and a chain, oh my God, that will begin to set, oh my God, standards, that's going to begin to set spiritual moves, and everything that the devil said he was going to take out through laws, through legislation, through government, my God,
man,
it better be stopped. God is ready to stop it. In Jesus' name, my toes shut out, my. He's about to stop this in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But believers, I just want to leave with you this today. Prayer and fasting will begin to set you into a place that God will open up rims and open up the supernatural in signs and wonders. I thank God for fasting and prayer, because it couples together. It's because when I shut my mouth to natural things, it opened my spiritual mouth to spiritual things. And I thank God even now, when I fast and when I pray, it makes you a new person. See, prayer and fasting don't change God. Prayer and fasting changes. It changes you. It changes your precepts and your concepts. It changes how you think about yourself. Quit living defeated and saying you ain't going to make it, and you're not going to make it, and you're not going to get this and get that. No. I just even wrote a quote today. Just because you don't see it don't mean you're not going to get it. Hallelujah. If you pray and fast, God will begin to set the door and open the door and set doors that no man can shut. Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nah, take your tosha. Just lift your hands right now and begin to give God praise and glory. Because something is about to happen in your house. Something is about to happen on the bus, on the plane, in this, oh my God, which is child, in the prison, in the jail. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen on your state capitol. Hallelujah. Something is about to happen in the restaurant. Oh my God. Even in the grocery store. Even in the church. My God. Something is about to happen. You've been praying for a move of God in your ministry. You've been seeing, and Lord, seeing the condition of the people. And you're saying, Lord, Lord, give me this kind of anointing. Give me this kind of anointing. Oh, my God, like Anna in the book of St. Luke, the Bible says she prayed and fasted night and day. Glory to God. She prayed night and day. Hallelujah. Until she saw the Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even now, I believe the next move of God will come through prayer and fast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And he's shutting down the mindsets and the wheels of men, because we have too many people that are sitting in Moses' seat. My God. Please, there are going to be some Davids that God is going to raise up that no names. They're going to come out of nowhere and begin to sit in, my God, in these strategic positions. Glory to God. My God, if my people who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And, oh, my God, and seek my face. He said, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins, and heal their land. That's going to come through fast. You don't just repent. Repentance, hallelujah, it says, I'm turning. And when you shut your body and shut your mouth up from natural things, I believe it'll begin to burst some spiritual things and say, Lord, I can't keep living like this. Glory to God. So I believe there's a day now. We in our hour, prayer and fasting is essential for the believer. I believe it is. Believers, there's a day now that prayer and fasting is going to open up new doors and new ways for us. And I thank God for this wonderful evangelist, Evangelist Bernard. I give God the praise for her. I didn't know how long I was supposed to minister. But I thank God even now.
You got a little time, Pastor. Go right ahead. You still got a little time.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. And even now, even when prayer and fasting began to come up, and I said, Lord, prayer and fasting, you don't hear about that anymore.
No.
I said, God,
no.
Why? He said, flesh have slipped in. Carnality have slipped in. Sensuality has slipped in. He said, there's no spirituality. It's a form of godliness, but they did not have power thereof. And I thank God even now what God is bringing us. Hallelujah. There's an anointing that's going to stand in this last day. Hallelujah. That's going to get us ready for this last day harvest. Believe us, there's a last day harvest coming. There's a last day harvest coming. Oh, my God. Bridegrooms, get your lamps ready. Hallelujah. Get your lamps ready. Get your oil ready. Oh, my God. Get them ready now. It's called prayer and fasting is getting us ready. My God. And everybody that is under the sound of my voice, even with this anointing that God is releasing on you, there's an anointing released today. I'm telling you, there's an anointing released today. There's an anointing released today. Lift up your hands right now because there's an anointing releasing in your house. God is putting an anointing on you to release your house, to release you into ministry, to release you into destiny. My God, prayer and fasting is going to release you into destiny. It's going to release you into glory moments. My God, it's going to release your stress. It's going to release your grief. It's going to call you to repent and turn away from some things. Generational curses will be broken by this. Hallelujah. Sicknesses will be broken by this. There's been an outbreak of cancer. There's an outbreak of flu. They build in bigger buildings for cancer. They're building facilities for cancer. But my God, we can shut down through prayer and fast. Hallelujah. And if you read in the first century church, you didn't hear nothing about no cancer. And the Bible speaks, even in Matthew number 3, Jesus said he healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all those oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And when Jesus went to, hallelujah, when he went to that river called Jordan, and when he got baptized, the Bible says, and the heavens opened. And when the heavens opened, my God, that dove, like a dove, the Spirit of God descended like a dove, and immediately he went in the wilderness fasting 40 nights. Why? To shut down the natural.
Come on.
To eat the natural, to tie the mouth of the natural. Oh, look, believers, if you don't tie your mouth up, the natural begin to speak. If you don't reckon yourself to be dead, like Paul said, hallelujah. And if you revive sin, if you revive that old man, it's going to come back. And how do you keep killing the old man? Praying, fasting, hallelujah, glory to God, covering your mouth. Now, what am I mean by covering your mouth? Not just literally covering your mouth, but what I'm saying from natural things. My God, you're a tri-type being. You have a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. Your soul is connected to God. Your soul is connected to yourself. It makes yourself conscious. But then when you connected your spirit connected to God, when your spirit is connected to God, your body is connected to the world. And when your body is connected to the world, hallelujah, and when you do not feed that world, that soulish man, he has nothing to go off. He has nothing to feed from. But when you begin to open up your mouth and start eating the bread of life, it will give you strength. It will give you stamina. It will give you, hallelujah, confidence, a boldness, like the apostles. The Bible said they had a boldness, and they spoke with boldness. And the Bible said they stretched forth their hand to heal. And my God, it was an earthquake, and the place was shaking. Fasting and prayer will shake dimensions. It'll shake regions. It'll shake territory. It'll shake nations. My God. And everybody that is here listening on this broadcast, every day you get up, set yourself to fast. Set yourself. Let God give you a strategy to fast and watch your situation change. And God will give you a 24-hour turnaround. Hallelujah. Now, no matter how long it takes, if you're hungry enough, He'll change it. My God. Everybody that's on the sound of my voice today, there's a miracle in your house. Just give God praise. Because it's already done. I prophesy now. It's already done. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
It's already done. Oh, my God. Glory to God. My God. Yes.
Ooh.
So we're going to pray. Father, we thank you even right now for all of the listeners. Lord, all on in this broadcast that's listening now, thank you, Lord, for a 24-hour turnaround. I thank you even now. I speak to that mother. I speak to that child. I speak to that husband. I speak to that person that's looking for a job. I speak to that person, Lord, that body's racking with pain. I speak to that person, Lord, that is contemplating suicide. I bind it right now. Stop it right now. We curse it right now. Glory to God. Your last stop was to listen to this broadcast. But we bind up that spirit of suicide. We bind up that spirit of murder. We bind up that chaotic spirit in you. In Jesus' name, release that person now. Oh, God, I thank you. Woo, glory.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Break it, God. Break it off of him right now. Break it off of him right now, God. That one, Lord, that is crippled. That one, Lord, that is deaf. Open up their ears. Lord, I thank you. Ooh, glory to God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for that preacher that's about to give up, for that preacher that's about to resign from his ministry, Lord. Give him another chance, God. Hallelujah. Oh, turn the fire up in him. Turn the fire up in her. God, I thank you. Get them ready for this last day move. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They are dealing with a discount. 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 That say, I refuse to move. But devil, I want to let you know, you're going to move. You're going to go. Hallelujah. You're going to leave that region. Oh, my God. You're going to leave that region. You're going to leave that house. You're going to leave that territory. Quit throwing them in the fire. Quit throwing them in the water. Quit using your authority. And do what you want. You will not wreak havoc no more in that house, in that region, in that territory. We stand on apostolic authority and we release it upon. We release it right now. It's done. It's done, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my mama, shiki. Glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. We bless you. We bless you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Ooh. Hallelujah. You're dealing with a discount. I don't see. You're dealing with a discount. I don't see. He refused to move, but he will move. Pray and fast and go move. People have been trying to release you, devil, by their natural means. But somebody going to get connected to the realm of the spirit through fast fasting. Somebody going to get connected and go to another level in faith and say, devil, you got to move from this spot. My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, sure. You can move from that. It's going to happen through prayer and fasting because that was a divine instruction. Glory to God. And God is doing it for them. Glory. It's moving. It's moving right now. Hallelujah. Glory. Move, God. Move, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless you today. Yes, sir. Thank you. My God. Hey, glory to God. He releases something on the broadcast right now. Your broadcast is getting ready to go farther. My toto is gonna reach. It's gonna reach farther. My tore be toto. God gonna give you that whole state. My tore be. God gonna give you the whole state. My tore be. Oh, Roche, Tepana, my doctor, Mando. Hey, glory, God, Missy. My God, thank you. Tisha Tore, me. Thank you, God. My Roche, Tete, too. My soul, my Nanama. Glory to God. My God. My God. Thank God for you, evangelist. Thank God for you. And I will give God the praise. My. And thank you for this opportunity to even speak on this broadcast. My God, and I praise Him. And my bullshit.
Thank you, God.
Glory to God.
It's ordained. This was ordained. It was ordained. Hallelujah. Thank God for this word. You know, Pastor Mel, we've been on this 21-day fast. We started it last year and seen God move. And I tell you, we've been on it this year. Hallelujah. And even in this flesh, the devil got nothing about you pushing back your plate and covering your mouth. He still wants common sense up into you to tempt you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That don't mean because you in fast mode that he ain't still going to send something to tempt you. He know what we like. He know what bothers us. He know what we can't tolerate. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. And I don't like waiting on folks. Hallelujah. Lord, that will give me some patience when I'm ready to move. I'm ready to move. God.
Glory. Right.
When I tell you, Apostle Jamel, I had to pick up my grandson, and I keep saying this because Evangelist Kenneth was on the line with us Tuesday, and I had a young lady out of Atlanta was supposed to speak, and she had an emergency, so I had to go forward. And I said, Lord, now we've been on this topic for 2 weeks. This is the second week. We've been talking about the benefits of fasting and prayer. And I said, Lord, you know, you think everybody, we had different speakers, North Carolina, hallelujah, Atlanta, now Alabama. I had my other cousin on here on Wednesday from Alabama, Detroit, Michigan, all kind of people from different areas of Minnesota, state, here, Lancaster. And I said, what else could I say today? I've already spoken on it. And the Lord took me to John chapter 6. And he said, you tell them that I am the bread of life. He said, talk about the bread of life today. He said, I am the living bread. And that's what I spoke on Tuesday. But I tell you, I went to get my grandson, glory to God, on Sunday. And as I went to pick him up, I had given him about 25 or 30 minutes. And he know I don't like waiting. So I said, you had 25 or 30 minutes. And he wasn't there. He'll be 16 years old in March. You know, they get to growing. You know, these men, you know, they're just a different order. They just have a different order. And so I said, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to get here. And if you're not here, I'm gone. Okay, I gave him about 7 or 8 minutes, but he wasn't there. I left him. And he said, Granny, I'm going to get home. I said, get there the best way you know how. I don't care. I was upset. And when I went into prayer, the Lord told me up, and he said, hallelujah. He said, would you have any used Evangelist Bruce-Silva? He said, would you have left Evangelist Bruce-Silva? Wouldn't you have stayed there an extra 5 or 10 minutes and waited on your friend? And I said, Lord, have mercy. He beat me. And I said, Lord, I had to just break on now. He said, you could have waited a little bit longer.
Hey.
But you didn't want to make. I've been, and you know we have our excuses. I've been in church all day. I'm tired. Hallelujah.
Hey.
And I tell you, fasting will make you see you. It'll strip you of all the pretenses, all the stuff that this flesh don't want to endure. So Tuesday night, I was still mad with him. He was mumbling and grumbling. I said, don't say another. You say another word, it's all. So he shut up and went to bed and went to bed. But do you know after he came from school that next evening, I was in the bed. I was ready to go to bed, but I wasn't asleep. But I really still, you know, I still had hardened my heart a little bit, even though the Lord dealt with me. So that boy came to me and he said, Granny, you got to get up, sit up. So I sat up and he grabbed me and he said, Granny, I love you. And he just began to cry. He said, and I'm sorry. You know, I know you gave me some time and what have you. And then I had to apologize and repent. I said, and I could have exercised a little more patience. I could have waited on you. So, you know, but the enemy, he see how we going through this. Can't go through it and still keep that same old this kind. You done preached in a day, Apostle Tremaine. Lord, that's a message right there. This kind. The patience I need, this kind. I can't get it without fasting and praying. We won't pray, but nobody want to fast. We want the crown, but we don't want to endure the crosses. There's some crosses got to endure. Hallelujah. You ain't getting no crown until you bear that cross. You can't wear the cross on your neck. You got to bear the cross. I'm done. Lord, this man has preached under the inspiration of the Almighty God. I tell you, wasn't no jumping and shouting message, but it was a soul-searching message. So you had sometimes one of my favorite mothers, Dr. Walker, say, how can you hear the Lord when you're jumping and shouting? She said, sometimes you got to sit down and listen and hear. She said, once you get to jumping and shouting, you ain't heard nothing. Hallelujah. So this was a hearing message today. This kind, he said. Spirit of this kind. Ooh, Apostle Tremaine, I'm going to have to go back. See, these kind of messages, and I'm so thankful that we have this Blog Talk Radio, because let me tell you about this Blog Talk Radio, if I can, for a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Every message that you hear is being recorded in heaven. And guess what? And Blog Talk Radio had it recorded in the archives. Now, if they had an archive, how would you think about Jesus? Every word that comes over these airwaves when God is sending a word, he knows who's listening. He knows who's calling in. He knows who's on the internet. And he even knows who's going to go back and listen to it later. We have more people visit the archives than come on the airwaves live. We have more people in the archives than they do calling in and listening live. In 12 months, Apostle Tremaine, we have had over 24,000 listeners in the archives. That means somebody's searching net. Somebody's online all time of night looking for a word from the Lord, looking to have a word where they can stop themselves. Somebody's thinking about committing suicide. But when they hear this word, God changed their heart. Give them a number. Glory to God. This man, Lord, have mercy. You done touched me today. Glory, you done touched me to in a place that I needed to be touched in. You know, we don't know how God is going to move. We don't know who he's going to send in our life. That's why he said be careful how we entertain strangers. You don't know where your help's going to come from. I needed some help today. Hey, hallelujah. I needed some help today. Call for me. Sometimes you want to shut down your phone and you don't want to take a call from me. your mama. My mama done called me 3 or 4 times today. And she ain't saying. And I know every time when I see her calling me 3 or 4 times, I know it's some drama. I know it's some drama. So today, I did not respond until my she was called. And I respond. I know she at work, so, hey, I don't want to hear nothing. You know, you got to separate yourself when you got folks that's negative and they ain't on the
right.
same page with you.
Right.
Don't even accept, don't accept the call. If
right.
you don't have drama, don't accept
right.
the call. Because I'm not going.
Right.
I say I got 7 more days to go. No, 8 more days on this fence. I can't get nothing in my spirit. The devil has already allowed me to get some stuff in my spirit, and I had asked the Lord. The Lord showed me myself, though. He said, you need a little more patience. You know, you're calling folks and asking to return. You call, they don't return. I don't have time for that. If you
right,
don't
right.
have enough respect to return a phone call, guess what? We're laughing here. Okay, I'll put the hand up loose. Please, I
right.
don't have time for it. Okay?
Right.
I'm not sitting around twiddling my thumb. I'm trying to do what the Lord has called me to do. Now, you may judge it, and that's what folks do. Yeah, that's what folks do. You know,
the Lord,
you don't know what the Lord is talking to people about. You
right,
don't know
right.
that. You can't make that call. You can't judge nobody on what the Lord has said to them. And since I tell folks all the time, I had to tell somebody today, and even yesterday, I'm going back taking what the devil took. The devil ain't took nothing from me. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And I posted that today. He's a defeated foe. A
defeated
foe can't take nothing from you. God, stand on the promises of God this year. Don't go dwelling on what you've lost. You lost it. Don't say the devil took it from you because of your mismanagement sometimes, because of your bad decisions. You lost it. Don't put it on the devil because the devil can't take nothing from God's people. God's promises are yes and amen. The apostles have already preached today. I'm done. I'm going to open up the lines. We still have about 12 callers on the line. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord, this word, so I could hardly move today. This man has brought, this young man, Apostle Tramiel, I bless the Lord for you right now. Lord God, and in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to continue the work that you begin. Continue the work that you started. Continue the work, hallelujah, that has already been destined for this young man. Open up new doors for him, Lord. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Alabama is not the only place. Oklahoma is not the other place. Yes, Lord, I hear you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. One church in several locations. Several states. That's what God is going to do. He's going to open up some doors where you'll be able to plant some more churches. More churches represent more souls. We're not looking for the chandeliers. We're looking for some souls. Souls that if you got to go in the storefront, I don't care. If you love the Lord, come on in that storefront. Hallelujah. You make that storefront as the Crystal Cathedral. Because guess what? I'm going in here to worship my God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
And God will minister there. So I declare and decree new doors for you this season. New doors. I see new doors opening for you this season. Hallelujah. You don't know who God's going to connect you with. He'll take you from obscurity. Yes, Jesus, I bless you today. I'm going to open up the lines here. Oh, the Lord is talking right now. New doors for your Apostle Tremel. Hey, you're no more shaka. You coming out the south there. You're no more shaka. There's some easterners. There's some northerners. There's some westerners that you have to reach out. There's some people that can't nobody reach but you. There's no more shaka. Yes, that's what I said. to the church daily, such as should be saved. New doors for you this season. Sometimes, see the folks that we ministering to daily, they don't appreciate us. Sometimes God will raise you up. Say, y'all want to appreciate him? I'm going to show you something. You're going to look for him and you're going to say, oh, he's on the west coast. The southern coast didn't appreciate it. So, God, you better watch God. New doors for you this year, Apostle. I hear the Lord say new doors. Churches in other regions. That's what's on your plate, Jesus. A new season. Some of these seasonal folks, don't worry about them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, the shepherd got to go and find the one sheep. But if the one sheep don't want to be found, there ain't nothing you can do about it. But put them back into the hands of the God that gave them to you anyway. Hey, come on behind these folks. If they want to go, let them go. Because for everyone that leaves, God will send back in 10. For everyone that says, I can't handle it anymore, bye-bye. Hallelujah, but your soul is at stake, and that's what people don't realize. From here to there. Stay where you are until you hear a word from the Lord. Stay where you are. Your family may not like where you are. Your children may not like where you are. But I tell you, you stay firm and don't move until the Lord tells you to move. And when God tells you to move, I don't care what my mama say. When the Lord tells me something, I don't even see her. I'm just like Jesus when he was looking for him. He said the parents were looking for him. Jesus was in the temple. He said, wait. I'm about my Father's business. Everybody can't understand when you're about your Father's business, because guess what? God didn't give them a mandate. God didn't give them a directive. He gave it to you. Therefore, he gave it to you, and you know, and you are convinced that it was God that gave it to you. Don't let nothing deter you. Don't let nothing hinder you. Don't let nothing distract you. This is a season where we have to hear God. And the only way you're going to hear him is through fasting and prayer. Make a commitment that you're going to fast 2 or 3 days a week. Ain't nothing wrong with that. When you get the mindset to fast, food don't make an entrance in your mind. You don't even think about it. I'm sitting right in there with a bottle of water. I had a drink of water. Because my mind ain't on no water. My mind ain't on no food. Glory to God. He said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's what I'm about. Let me open up this line. I see some new people on the line today. Y'all forgive me, the old timers that's on here. I tell you, I got to go to the new folks that's on here today. Hallelujah. I see some Alabama numbers. And one of my favorite bishops live in Montgomery, Alabama. That's none other than Bishop Leo Lewis. And I'm going to introduce you to him, Apostle Samuel. You got to meet Bishop Lewis. He's right there in your area. Divine connection. This area code 334. The last four of your number is 8319. Can you greet us and tell us who you are? Call us. Area code 334. I know that's an Alabama number.
Yes.
Last four of your number is 8319. Your line is open. Can you greet us? All right, let's move on. I see 706. This may be some of Apostle Tremell members. I don't know. Area code 706. The last four of your number is 1077. Can you greet us? Okay, no response there either. Your lines are open yet. Welcome to speak. Well, let me go to Elder Gates. Amen. And this is his first time, I believe, on our broadcast. So God bless you, Elder Gates.
God bless you.
Did you have any comments?
No, I'm just being ministered to by the Spirit of God, and I just bless God for the man and the woman of God.
Oh, my God. God bless you, brother. God bless you. My God. Wow. Ooh, glory to God. You know, in this day, we're dealing with these
little
kinds.
Questions on the line. I'm opening up the lines. Okay, I see area code 404. This might be Evangelist Caldwell. I'm not certain. Praise the Lord. Area code 404. Is this Sister Amelia or Evangelist Caldwell?
This is Sister Amelia.
God bless you, Sister Amelia. You have any questions or any comments?
I just want to thank for the encouragement and the word of God that he came across. It's always a pleasure to go in and listen to everyone that you have on the broadcast. And, again, everything that he prophesied for your broad show, I'm in agreement with. It's awesome, and you've all been a blessing to me. Thank you.
Stay on that fast, Sister Millie. The enemy going to keep, that's his job. His job is to keep still killing the thought. Don't be deterred. I don't care what goes on with your spouse, what goes on with your children. You stay focused. And you watch everything that you have put before the Lord. You watch God turn that thing around. So stay focused, Sister Millie. Sister Millie is very faithful to this broadcast, and we truly thank God for her hope. Amen. She left her job, and while she's driving, she get on her cell phone to hear this word. Amen. Okay, I'm going to open up the lines. I see Sister, is that Sister Doris? Okay, let me go back. Sister T, I'm going to open up your line. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. Sister T?
Bless you. I appreciate that word straight from the Lord. That was so beautiful. I'm looking for the Lord to open up the doors that's been closed. That message was for me, and I thank the man and the woman of God for expounding on that message. Thank you.
God bless you, sister. God bless you. My God. My God. Heavens are open. They're open. My God.
Evangelist Kinnaman, your line is open.
Yeah, praise God for the message went forth, which is the word of God. And if we do, as the word went forth, as God's people, he had told us that we have to pray and fast. And a lot of times people get slack in their own ways and in different situations, and they get slack in that. So this was a reminder from the Lord to let us know that we have to put on the whole armor of God, not just part of it. You got to stay connected with the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And I praise God because we are in the last day. Will you believe it or not? We don't know when he's coming, but he said, be ye ready. But we don't know the hour, the time of the day. And staying ready is having your breastplate and all the spirit armor, the spiritual armor, praying and fasting. You know, we have to keep ourselves in the center of God's will. Not somebody else telling us what to do. We have to do what the words say to. I just praise God for the speaker because nothing ain't going to come out because these are spiritual. We live in a spiritual warfare, spiritual weakness, high places. And nothing ain't coming out but by fasting and praying.
That's right.
You know, and God is calling his people. You know, he left it to us to take on what Jesus had took on. And we cannot. We can say all we want. Come out, devil. Come out, devil. But you ain't got no power. It's not going to happen. God called his people.
He
told us as his people. And he was, so many scriptures you quoted, and I was quiet, and I said, oh, yes, this is same scripture you're speaking about. I said, yes, Lord, it was a scripture I've been reading a long time ago. But he said, it's a reminder. God will remind his people. Don't forget what I have spoken. You know, and I thank God for the man of God, you know, because we are the, no one in the world can't, out the world can't see Christ. They don't know Christ. So we are the light of the world. And the only way the world can see us is through Christ Jesus. There's a dark world out there. So many people are dying and going to hell. And, you know, God's going to hold us responsible. We have to witness to those people. When we have a chance to witness. I myself, I witness next door. I witness on the street. Wherever God tells me to go, I witness to those souls.
My God.
God is concerned about us to be about the Father's business, his business.
Right.
Not what we want to do, but Jesus' business. And he'll take care of the rest. And he will keep you. He will keep you in perfect peace if your mind stayed on him. And I just thank God for his divine word that comes from heaven. I thank God for the minister. And God continue to bless you and keep preaching the word of God. Amen.
I'm going to go to my sister Dawn, see if she's able to say something. God bless you, Dawn. I received that today. That was a blessing. I really enjoyed it. My God. And thank God, sister, that God has opened up the windows of heaven to us. My God. Thank God. Woo, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. I want to give you all a few announcements, and then I'm going to go back to Apostle Tremell, and then we have the final remarks. On tomorrow at 9 o'clock a.m., those of you that live in California, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison is having a women's conference, and it's going to be in Elk Grove, California. It's all at 9 tomorrow morning. Now, you, if you're on this 21-day fast, and if you believe in the power of prayer, and you're able to get there, I tell you, you will be blessed. And that's tomorrow morning, and it's at 9175 West Stockton Boulevard, and that's in Elk Grove, California, at the Holiday Inn Express. If you need any more information, contact me. I'll give you that information. Also, this coming week, January 23rd to the 25th, Dr. Kenneth Burford will be having his Prayer, Faith, and Miracle Conference. And that will be held at 2185 East Main Street in the city of Stockton, California. The registration is only $30. They have three sessions, start at 10 in the morning, and the night sessions are, of course, is open to the public at no charge. So that's Dr. Kenneth Burford at Christ Redeeming Center. Amen. Also, those of you that listen on Blog Talk Radio, we'd like to invite you to tune in to the broadcast. And the young man that you heard today opening with prayer, Elder Gates, will be speaking tomorrow morning on the Circle of Love. And that airs at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And the call-in number for that broadcast is area code 646-478-0116. Once again, that's 646-478-0116. And he will be ministering the spoken word on tomorrow morning. So pull yourself out that bed. Pull yourself out that bed and hear a word from the Lord. Amen. So we just thank God for this apostle, Lord. I can hardly wait to meet him in person. But you can go to his website. And let me give you his website. His website is Open Heaven Outreach International Ministry.org. And you can spell all that out. So if you can't spell, just Google it, and you'll see the church name come up, and you'll see his bio, and you'll see what the Lord is doing for this young man in the name of Jesus. We have enjoyed you, Apostle Tramiel. I tell you, you have an open invitation on this line. So anytime the Lord, and anytime you have some free time to come and share the word of God with us, you are certainly welcome. So we're going to your hands, and you can close us out with the word of prayer and whatever else that the Lord has given you to say to our listeners and our audience. And I do want to say, those of you who didn't see anybody, you know, today is Friday, and we don't see too many people in the chat room. I just said, thank God it's Friday. But anyway, we thank God for this young man coming and sharing his time with us today. And truly, our heart is still rejoicing, and that word is still marinating in my spirit. So God bless you, Apostle Tramiel.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. We thank God for your broadcast, and we give God the praise for you and your work that you're doing, and that God will continue to thrust you to the nations of the world, and we give God the praise for that. And all of the callers that called in, thank God for your words and your encouraging words. And we are dealing with a discount. America, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, you're dealing with a discount. It is an indictment for you to fight a weak demon, and you can't fight that. What God is doing now, he's allowing you to see what is fighting you. And this is a stubborn spirit, and it's saying it's not going to move. But this kind is going to move up by prayer and fasting. Really, it's a setup. It's setting you up to seek the mind and the will of God. And what God is going to do for us in this day, we're going to give him the glory and the honor and the praise. Everyone that is under the sound of my voice, be blessed, be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you even right now for your broadcast. Thank you for the word that went forth with power and demonstration. Thank you even for shaking up the West Coast. Thank you for shaking, Lord, the heavens and, Lord, pulling down strongholds. Even now, we know we have a mighty work to do in this last day. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the camaraderie. I thank you, Lord, for the fellowship, God. I thank you for my sister right now. Lord, I thank you for a divine connection and what you're ready to do with us, Lord, in the next years to come. I thank you right now. Thank you for the East Coast and the West Coast coming together. We praise you for that right now. Hallelujah, that we'll take this world by storm. I thank you now that you're raising up a new breed of leaders, a new breed of preachers, a new breed of apostles and evangelists and prophets. And I thank you now, God, that that word, Lord, that they minister in this last day, Lord, will begin to bind sickness and bind disease and release sicknesses and release Satan. Lord, I thank you, Lord, a relevant word for this day. Thank you, Lord, that will speak to the masses. We thank you right now with such an anointing. Lord, they cannot resist or nor withstand what's coming out of our mouth. I thank you now. It is already done in Jesus' name. God bless you. Take care.
Amen. It is done. And we thank God for those callers that call out of your area code, Apostle Tramiel. They didn't say anything when their lines were open, was open. But we thank God for it. And even your assistant, Adam, very, very professional. I want you to know that you have a jewel in her, and I don't know her, but spirit of God rests upon her, and she has a spirit of excellence on her life. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
So God bless you. We thank you, and we expecting to do some great things, and we expecting to meet you. And I tell you, we got to do it three ways and introduce you to my bishop down in Montgomery, Alabama. And I have a cousin also that's been pastoring a church in Montgomery that he sets up under the leadership of Bishop Leo Lewis. So I'm going to connect you with him real soon, so we'll get together. God bless you all. Have a Jesus day. Remember to tell somebody that Jesus is coming. Amen. Love you with the love of God. We're going to close out with Smokey Norfolk. That's my song. Y'all don't like it. Guess what? It messed up to me. So God bless you all. Have a Jesus week. Love you.
Amen. God bless you.
So good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turn and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I failed, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. Lord, I know I almost went crazy, yeah. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, it's all gonna be worth it, yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, I know it was you, God. time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.